the book Hebrews, part 281. I'm Professor Hannes Retterhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information about the books which I've written, especially the one I haven't written but which I obtained, copyright, printing rights, distribution rights, everything. Is the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860. That is not the 1902 emphasis Bible. We're talking about the one where Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham brought back all the ancient Hebrew original sacred names as it was originally known in the Torah and the scriptures and the prophets. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Talk about it. Send the message out. Spread the word. Make sure at least I have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, we are going to continue where we left off on Friday. Hebrews 11 verse 8. As I explained last week, we are busy experiencing how faith worked in other people's lives ages and ages and centuries and millenniums before Yahushua was ever even born. By faith, Abram, when he was called to go out into a place, that's verse 8. By faith, Abram, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after see for inheritance, obeyed. When Yahweh spoke to him, he was in Mesopotamia, in the land Ur. When Yahweh spoke to him, he was a farmer, a cattle farmer, and a sheep farmer. And then Yahweh told him, he says, go and just follow me. Come with me, and I will let you inherit a place, a city of milk and honey. And Father Abram just left everything as it is, his whole farm, his father and everybody, and he took his slaves and his people, Sarah his wife, and they, because Abram and Isaac were not born on this stage, and they just left following Yahweh Almighty. You know what, in this life where we are living today, sometimes I think we try to get too technical. I would do something if I have a sign. If I have a sign to say that this is what Yahweh wants. You see, that is not faith. It's not wrong to say I need a sign. But faith is believing blindly that Yahweh, our Elohim, won't bring any bad things on our way. He told Abram, follow me, and I will lead you to a land of promise, a land of inheritance, which you will receive. And he went out not knowing where he went. It's like going somewhere, not knowing where he's going to end up. He doesn't have a photo of the city that he's going to inherit. He hasn't received an email with any information. You see, I'm using technology here now. No, he just went in faith, blind faith. And this is something that sometimes must happen in our own lives, where we need to function in blind faith. We have a word, a promise. We know it's going to be what the destiny is going to be, but we haven't seen it. It makes me think about Peter when they were on the boat, and Yahushua got out of the boat and he would start walking on the water. And then Peter says, Yahushua, I also want to walk on water. And Yahushua says, come to me. Now I believe on that stage there wasn't a very big gap between the boat and Yahushua. So Peter got over the boat and he started walking as if he was walking on solid ground, walking on the waves. And as they were walking, I believe Yahushua just was walking backwards, more backwards, and it's like a child when you, as a father and a mother, when your firstborn or the second one, any one of the children, when they give their first steps, he will hold onto the couch and he will say, come to daddy, come to papa, come to daddy. And he will leave it, small little boy, he will leave it and he will come. And you will move backwards and backwards and backwards to get him to get more self-confidence coming to you. And then sometimes that little baby will, child will look back and he will see, but there's the couch spot, and then he will, his faith will just disappear and he will just go and sit and maybe cry or whatever. Now the same thing happened to Apostle Peter. He got out of the boat, his eyes focused on Yahushua, the end of his faith. You want to walk on water? Come walk on water, follow me. And I believe that Yahushua just moved step for step, moved backwards, backwards. And then on one stage, I believe, I don't have scripture for it, that Apostle Peter just looked back to the boat. And there were the boat, a couple of hundred yards away. And then he realized that his hope, which was the boat, was not there. And the Bible says, and he panicked when he saw these waves, and he realized, that's why I say, I believe Yahushua moved backwards, backwards, like a father walking backwards so his son could come to him. Every step that Peter gave was a step in faith, blind faith. And this is sometimes what Father wants from us. He wants us to function in blind faith. What did Father Abraham did he saw? He moved in blind faith. He hadn't a plan, he didn't receive a plan or a blueprint or anything of the city he's going to inherit. He only had a promise. Follow me. He didn't have a date of delivery. He didn't have the date of occupation. Nothing. Just follow me. In blind faith. And this is what Jaffa wants us to do. Yahushua says, everyone that's in sin and laden and burdened, come and follow me. Follow me in blind faith. And this is the difference between us as Yahwist and Protestantism and the Charismats. They want to see a big church that can seat 10,000 people. My Bible says there's gladness in heaven when one soul repents unto Yahushua, unto Yahweh our Elohim. I don't find Yahushua sending his disciples, telling them to go and build big tabernacles, big synagogues, big churches. No, I've got nothing against a big church. But 99% of the time it's a business. And we see in this last, since COVID, most of these big churches have just collapsed. 90%, 95% of the people today are living from internet messages. Not even going to churches anymore. That's why this ministry of ours is just bursting out of its seams, out of its boundaries. Why? We don't have one church. We don't have a committee. Myself and Pastor Rico works on this, the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh, the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. And today, blind faith. Yahushua told his apostles, go from house to house and break bread. He didn't give them a brown bread. He gave them the bread of life, everlasting life. What are we doing every morning with breakfast with Profanus? We're breaking the bread of life. I'm feeding you with the waters of eternal life. Yahushua said to the Samaritan woman, streams of living waters will just flow up as a fountain that springs up into eternity. Abram didn't ask for guarantees. He didn't ask for insurance. He knew the voice of Yahweh. And this is what we need today in this 21st century, especially around the eschatology, where different things are happening in the world. Propaganda. Satan is using propaganda as Yahweh is using the internet to spread the gospel of salvation into a lost world so easily, where we can just send it out and people can receive the message doing their home Bible study, doing their Bible study at home, in their office, anyway, on this cell phone. You don't even need a laptop. The cell phones are so technology advanced. It's a computer. And all we need today, as Yahweh today, is to move in blind faith. I say we must not be stupid. To be stupid is not to be ignorant. There's a difference between ignorance and stupid. But blind faith is understanding the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Knowing the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh. Because the Bible says that Satan will come as the angel of light. If it was possible to deceive even the bride of Yahushua, it's so important that we live in a relationship with Yahushua through the Ruach, with Father Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh, so that we understand how the Ruach HaKodesh works and speaks to us. Because it can cost us a lot of time and heartache if we don't hear the Ruach HaKodesh in the right way. But Father Abram knew. He was not hunting. He was not just going blindly after the inn, after the city of Milk and Honey. as we follow Father Abram, we will see that different things happened in his life where his faith was tested. And in our lives, as part of the Bride of Yahushua University, our faith are daily tested. We need to advance in school from one standard to the next standard to the next standard to be able to go to university. And the same with the kingdom of Yahweh and Yahushua. We need to advance in the word before he will delegate more stranger word to us, bigger revelation word to us. We need to be true and honest about the small things so that we can be trusted with the great things. He says, by faith Abram, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive as an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. He had not an idea where he went. He just followed the voice of Yahweh, knowing that he will lead him unto green pastures. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.